Once again, hello everyone. Mike and Kim along with you to share some good stuff with you today. One of those things from the Cherry County Visitors Promotion Board while you're sitting around this winter in the cold and the snow and you're wondering what you're going to do for a vacation this year, go to visitvalentine.com. Check out 50 things to do here in the Valentine area. So check that all out online, visitvalentine.com.
Are you ready for the ultimate ranching revelation? Dive into a world beyond the pasture with Tri-State Livestock News. Unearth the secrets of successful breeders. Immerse in the thrill of rodeo news and explore exciting upcoming events. With the focus on everything from grains to performance horses, they are the Rancher's Weekly Bible. It's Tri-State Livestock News, TSLN.com.
What are you going to share on the good stuff today?
Actually, I had earlier on an earlier program, the Desiderata, and I'd like to finish that. What do you have on your agenda?
A short little thing about you can't be all things.
Oh, well, do you want to kick that off and then I'll add my longer piece?
Well, you can't be all things to all people. You can't do all things at once. You can't do all things equally well. You can't do all things better than everyone else. Your humanity is showing just like everyone else's. So, you have to find out who you are and be that. You have to decide what comes first and do that. You have to discover your strengths and use them. And you have to learn not to compete with others because no one else is in the contest of being you.
That's right.
All right. Desiderata.
That's right. And actually, this is a prose poem. It was popular in the 60s and 70s, and it was a great example of the new thought philosophy that was popular in the early part of the 20th century. Sometimes the language of the poem is so majestic, it's difficult to understand. Michael Shook wrote this story to show some of the meaning of the poem in plain spoken language. So we're going to carry on with parts of it. Especially, do not feign affection. Neither be cynical about love, for in the face of all aridity and disenchantment, it is as perennial as the grass. So Michael added to that to help in the understanding, the greatest commandment is love. It is all that counts. And if you concentrate on loving others, you will find your own life filled with love in return. More from the poem, take kindly the counsel of the years, gracefully surrendering the things of youth. His words to help explain, it is okay to grow up. Your view on things changes, and it's really a lot of fun, no matter what they try to tell you about wanting to stay a child. I thought that was very good. Nurture strength of spirit to shield you in sudden misfortune, but do not distress yourself with dark imagings. Many fears are born of fatigue and loneliness. His words to help explain, authentic spirituality is always about love and light. If a spiritual practice or religion teaches anything different than that, especially if they are teaching you to be afraid, that teaching is wrong, and it's time for you to let go of your attachment to it. Beyond a wholesome discipline, be gentle with yourself. To help us understand that, Michael Shook wrote, that inner voice that talks to you, you have control over. And when you let it say nice things to you, your life becomes more beautiful. You are a child of the universe, no less than the trees and the stars. You have a right to be here, and whether or not it is clear to you, no doubt the universe is unfolding as it should. Michael wrote, you are not a mistake. You are not a sinner. Everything you are is God. Everything. You are not cut off from God. He doesn't think you are bad. And every day he is sending you signs and symbols of how much he loves you. And at the end, therefore be at peace with God, whatever you conceive him to be, and whatever your labors and aspirations in the noisy confusion of life, keep peace with your soul. With all its sham, drudgery, and broken dreams, it is still a beautiful work. Michael shares, it's okay. That part that counts most is your heart. Think good thoughts, do good things, and allow others to do the same for you. Your perception of life will change tremendously for the better. It wraps with, be cheerful, strive to be happy. And I don't think that takes much translation, but Michael Shook wrote, let yourself be happy. Your life will be so much better when you are.
Hey, don't forget, January 30th through February 7th, the Black Hill Stock Show and Rodeo kicks off with Rough Ride and Slide. That's going to be January 30th, 7 o'clock, team roping, saddle broncs, and steer wrestling. And then a whole 10 days of some great adventure.
And from everybody in North Dakota Cowboy Hall of Fame in Medora, Happy New Year. May this year be bright with opportunity, strength, and timeless values of our Western heritage.
And that's the good stuff.